Proclamation number 3282 of 7th of October, 1944. Father, thy will be done. Struggles. In the hustle and bustle of the world, the human being very easily loses contact with the spiritual world if he is not yet inner enough and allows himself to be captured by the world and its stimuli. The forces which struggle around him are limited or favored into activity by his will, and therefore no coercion can be exerted on the part of the spiritual forces. Only a mental influencing can take place, which is often very difficult for the good forces when the human being lives in the midst of the world and takes little time for inner contemplation. The world is a danger for the soul and yet necessary for its free development, for it does not mature without resistance and struggles. Only in a certain state of maturity does it no longer need temptation. As soon as it has asserted itself against it and joined God or strives towards Him with all its senses, then the spiritual world comes the closer to Him, and the conscious connection with it secures the human being's ascent to the heights. But the human being is not spared inner struggles of the soul, for the forces of darkness do not give up their attempts to draw him down into their realm. Yet the soul can also grow stronger from this, for although it does not fall prey to the lower forces either, its desire and struggle for God becomes stronger the more it feels oppressed. And this also results in increased influx of grace, which always increases the soul's maturity. Even temptation is permitted by God because it can benefit the soul, so that the soul will not become lukewarm and sluggish in its striving upwards. The human being whose life passes in uniformity also usually remains on the same level of development if he is not exceptionally lovingly active. Thus he fulfills his purpose of earthly life by himself and no longer needs the incentive for spiritual striving. However, a state of struggle is indisputably more beneficial for the soul, for earthly time is short and every opportunity should be utilized in order to reach the highest possible level of maturity. And therefore the human being should not allow himself to be depressed if he is afflicted by battles of the soul. He should approach the Heavenly Father with everything that oppresses him and command himself to him and his grace. He should wait patiently for his help, fully believing and trusting in his loving care. He should be unconcerned, for the Father in heaven does not leave his children in the distress of their souls. And there is nothing his omnipotence cannot banish and his love does not want to banish. Only firm faith in him, in his omnipotence and love, should inspire the earthly child, for the Father considers his children according to faith. And the human being should always pray, Father, your will be done. And his soul will be delivered from every adversity. Amen.